Every once in a while, my football players at Sunny Slope or the youth of St. Patrick's, I have an opportunity to impart wisdom. And believe it or not, every once in a while, they pay attention. And one of the things I always tell them is this, a bit of wisdom. It's not always what you know, but many times it's who you know. It's not always about what you know, but it's who you know. I think every one of us have experienced something like this, that someone would say, tell them I sent you there, mention my name, and they'll take good care of you. When I was at a place, my car needed to be fixed, I was new, didn't know the mechanics, and I talked to someone, and they said, you go to this place, he's honest and good, and mention my name, he'll take good care of you. And sure enough, went there, and I said, I'm supposed to see you, you're really good, and here's my car, I'm new to the area. And Ray said to mention his name. You know Ray? I said, yeah. He's a friend of mine. You know, he's a good man. Well, I'm going to take care of you. In other words, what he was saying, a friend of Ray is a friend of mine. And maybe you've done the other way too. Mention my name. A lot of times, you know, my holder is going, he's been nominated to go to the Naval Academy. And I think a little bit was that one of the colonels, whoever was on the board, he just said, oh, you play football at Sunny Slope. Do you know Coach Padre? In other words, he's a parishioner, huh? And so I think I might have got him into the Navy. You never know, huh? So, but yeah, that would be something of what is called agape love in scriptures. In the Bible, in the Greek, there is a term that would be familiar with what is called brotherly love. In other words, a love of affection you might have for people. A family member, someone you've chosen in your life to say, I want to live with you, you're my friend, you're someone I like, you're a blood relation, whatever that is, you have special feelings. And that's a great kind of love. And then when we hear Jesus says, love one another, love your neighbor, love your enemies, we get confused because we say, I can't have those same feelings for other people I don't know. And Jesus understands that. The word used is agape. Agape love means loving someone who God has loved. Loving someone whose God has loved. You're a friend of God? You know God? I'll take care of you. Because the best definition I've ever heard of about agape love is wanting what is good for the other. Wanting what is good for the other. You may not like them. You may not be friendly with them. You might even be disgusted by how they are. But what do you want of them? Change of heart. Peace of mind. To know that they're loved. Maybe to know that they are doing good things that I don't see, even though they're struggling outwardly with things that I don't like or admire or want in life. That's what Jesus is dealing with today when he's going about healing people. And notice that the scripture says people from all over. In other words, people he didn't know intimately or directly, but he shows love in bringing about the reign of God. And the scripture says not only does he heal people, but expels the demons. Now remember, in that time, and even now, illness can separate us from the community. I was at the hospital this week, and this lady has been at the hospital for 3 weeks. Wow. I think she's learned to like the food there, I think, huh? But she's been there for 3 weeks. And you know, here's what I know. She's been separated from her family, meaning she's not at the house with them. You know, she's wondering what's going on. I feel isolated. They visit me when they can, but there's a lot of lonely moments here. I'm separated from my neighbors and my friends. I can't go to church. So in other words, this illness, this need of healing, has made me separated from the community. In biblical times, it was out of serious reason, saying, what you got could spread, or something you did naughty that God's punishing you for, and so you need to stay away from here. And when healing is done by Jesus and other people at that time, you are restored to the community. You're brought back. And that's what healing from Jesus does, is restore us to the table and to the community. This is what Jesus does with Peter's mother-in-law. So what we're told is we should love our mother-in-laws, huh? Okay? And so in that, she's released from a fever, And she immediately gets up and goes into the kitchen. Why? Is that her place? Some people think so, but that's not what the scripture's saying. The word that is used is one that we use for deacon. Deacon means what? Service. In other words, she gets up after being healed, restored to the community, and she does ministry. What she has received, she offers to others. And so the interesting thing about agape love is caring for people you don't even know. You don't know their names. You don't know what they're always about. But you know this, they are loved by God. Oh, you know God? Then you're a friend of mine too. That's how agape love works. In our diocese isn't just in St. Patrick's walls. Our Diocese of Phoenix, established in 1969, isn't just in the valley. The Diocese of Phoenix includes people you and I don't know. Lake Havasu City, the home of the London Bridge, huh? Home of the Knights of the high school football team there, huh? And it's hotter than heck in the summer, huh? They're our brothers and sisters. They are part of our agape love. They go to Kingman, home of the Bulldogs there, huh? And you've probably eaten at the diner or gassed up on the way to Las Vegas, huh? You know Kingman. They're our brothers and sisters. In Flagstaff, home of the Coconino Panthers, but we don't talk about our arch rivals, Flagstaff Eagles, so I didn't mention that. They're our brothers and sisters. Cottonwood, Camp Verde, all of them. And even though we don't know them, we're asked to have agape love. I was a little boy when the Diocese of Phoenix became a diocese in 1969, and Bishop Edward McCarthy was the first bishop, and he established what is called the Charity and Development Appeal. The CDA is what we call it there. And in that, all the years there, since early 1970s to this moment here in 2024, Catholics have given millions upon millions and millions of dollars to help everyone, whether they're Catholic or not, whether they're part of the community, whatever that is. Anyone in need, we've been asked to give. I've been a proud giver of every year because years ago I was ordained after 8 years of seminary and I had a large school bill. And thanks to you, guess who paid it? You did! Yes, thank you. Thank you for doing that because that helps in my ministry as well. But you've also given to other things as well. You know, I give sometimes directly, and sometimes I give to organizations or parish they support, and I do it in their name. I let them know that. I give each year to a little place called St. Francis of Assisi in Baghdad, Arizona. I lived there for a couple of years there, and so even our old house is still there. It was called the banker's house because my dad worked for the bank there. Huh? And so I always send a check often, so often, every year, a number of times throughout the year, and I always put Go Sultans, and they know who it's from. In fact, I went to school with a lady that's a secretary there right now. Huh? And so I've done mass off and on for them, but they need assistance. Huh? They only have 25 registered parishioners and a lot of minors there, so a lot of work to do. Huh? And then I also give to St. Joseph the Worker because I have a relationship with them. I like the fact that they help the homeless. They give them clothing. They give them classes to be able to have a job and get back in. And I believe in that. So I give among other organizations, but those are the two that I give. In some years, I give directly to CDA because I would trust them and saying, yes, I think where it's going to go, it'll go to good places. So there are going to be people you're going to see on the video that you don't know. And God's going to say, agape. Love them because I love them too.